The AC Inspection.
At 4:30, taking a look at the traffic cams. Couple of crashes on Interstate 15 right now. Southbound at Lake Mead, that's in the cleanup phase. Interstate 15 north at Owens, a crash there. That's consuming the right two lanes, so you're going to want to stay to the left as you work your way there on 15 north at Owens. Heavy volumes, Interstate 15 south, that is at Sahara. Some slow flows there on the Beltway, too. Eastbound 215 at St. Rose, 215 west at Valley Verde. Those lane restrictions continue on Pecos at the 215. And you're also going to find restrictions with delays on 15 north. That is between Craig and Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UFC 252, which is scheduled for August 15th, is going to be held in Vegas at the UFC's Apex facility. There had been some speculation that UFC President Dana White was going to be looking for a facility where fans could be in the stands. He has said that's not true, and as they are set to run a number of events on Fight Island in Abu Dhabi in the month of July, they will come back to Vegas in August. They just got done running five straight events at the Apex this past Saturday. The headlining match of UFC 252 will be Stipe Miocic against Daniel Cormier.
This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
From faulty breakers to broken windows to leaky pipes, roofs, and water heaters, homes and businesses around the country can't work until the pros do. That's why Lowe's created credit programs that work for pros. With everyday 5% savings on eligible purchases, plus through October 31st, 60 days promotional financing on your Lowe's business account or extended terms on eligible account receivables. Learn more in-store or online at lowesforpros.com. Putting money back in your pocket. Just one more reason Lowe's is the new home for pros. Subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
State Senator Scott Hammond joining us from Nevada District 18. One of the issues that came up late last week, and I wanted to run it by you. The governor says he's looking at maybe enhanced masking policy. What do you think of the mask? I know in California, everybody that goes out, you leave your home, you better have a mask on. Do you like the idea of an enhanced mask policy? Or is the employees have to have masks, customers don't, okay with you?
Well, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to answer that directly because I'm going to go back, and I might come to that part, but I'm going to go back a little bit and inform those who are listening. As a person who's been up in Carson City a number of sessions, I remember a couple of sessions, you know, three or four sessions ago, where there were about four or five bills that actually enhanced the ability of the police to engage or to stop citizens, right? For example, the mandatory seatbelt law or the cell phone bill or many others like that. And I remember some of my colleagues black legislators, Latino legislators, these are all folks who come in and say, you know, we don't want this. This is not a good bill, and we'll tell you why, because it actually increases the number of contacts between the citizens and police officers, right? It increases the number of potential conflicts you have. That's what I don't think that anybody is, pondering at this moment. So you have, who's going to enforce the mandatory wearing of masks outside of your home? So forget about whether or not it's a good thing to have a mask or not a good thing. Let's just look at that policy on its face, right? And no pun intended. Here's the reality is, once you do that, who's going to enforce it? It's police. That means you're increasing the number of contacts between citizens and the police. And at this moment, not a good idea. Is that what we want? Because I know that there are law enforcement officers out there right now who are letting a lot of other things go by because they don't want that conflict. You know, just like some of my colleagues said, if a police officer looks in, they're in their cruiser, and they look over and they see that somebody may not have their seatbelt on, now they have the ability, if you pass that mandatory seatbelt, now they have the ability to say, I'm going to pull you over now because I didn't see your 7-year-old in a restraint. And maybe they were in a restraint, but they didn't see it. And so now they have the ability to pull you over. That's increasing the number of potential conflicts you have. Is that what we want? Because, personally, I think that personal responsibility is something you should cherish. So if I'm out and I walk with my wife and there's nobody out where we walk, do I really need to wear my face mask? I have to ask myself, am I endangering myself or others? That's the kind of personal responsibility. I don't think that you need to have more police officers telling you that you should have, that you maybe you didn't think it through and you don't understand that you might be threatening other people's livelihoods or their lives. So maybe, that I just think that that's what they need to be thinking about. Because I don't think that, Gavin Newsom was thinking of that when he said it's mandatory and who's going to enforce it now.
Well, and I've heard there are sheriffs who will not enforce that edict by Governor Gavin Newsom. Just so you know, and that, I heard that just in the last couple of days. So
yeah, I've heard that too. And again, it's not. I don't know if they're saying that they're not going to enforce it because they think it's silly, because they don't believe that, or whatever. Or is it because they just don't want to put the police officers in more harm's way? I mean, every time you pull somebody over, every time you have a conversation, you're increasing the risk of having a small little incident flare up into a full-blown conflict where it can get ugly.
Final couple of minutes. You got another tele-town hall coming up tonight?
Yes, I do. A matter of fact, I'm kind of excited because I've had lots of emails, like my colleagues, everybody emailing us, telling us that they want to defund the police departments. They want to stop police brutality. These are, I've had some really great conversations with folks. I've called them back. I haven't got to everybody because there's a lot of emails coming in, but I've had some conversations, and there have been some good conversations, some conversations that they just didn't want to have with me because they wanted to go eat or whatever. But, for the most part, those who had engaged me in a conversation, they wanted to know more. So tonight on my show, I am bringing on John Ponder, who's the executive director of Hope for Prisoners. It's a reentry program. They're going to talk about their relationship with Metro, and we're going to talk a little bit about how other police departments around the country have been asking, how is this program, how is it so successful? They really want to know more information. So those people out there who have been calling or emailing me about those issues, call tonight, because we're also going to have in the program Sasha, her name is Sasha Larkin. She's the captain, the area command, Summerlin Area Command. She's the captain of that area command. She has been instrumental in a lot of other initiatives undertaken by Metro when it comes to outreach to the community, communities of color. She's doing a lot of, or trying to do a lot more recruitment for officers in those communities. So you have community-based policing that reflects the community. She's been involved in a lot of those types of programs. They're going to be on my program tonight. But those of you who are not in my area but like to call in, I do have the number right here. It is 702 Let me get it right here quick. 702-357-5922. And that'll be tonight at 7 o'clock.
One more time on that phone number.
Yeah, 702-357-5922. Tonight at 7 o'clock.
Sounds great. Scott, always good to have you on. Thank you so much. If you find out anything more about Dieter, let us know, because a lot of people still really PO'd about this thing, and there doesn't seem to be any help in sight. And if you can't get it from your own governor, then who the hell are you supposed to get guidance from? I don't know. Always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much for having me. Talk to you next week.
Yep. State Senator Scott Hammond joining us, as he does every Monday. Right here, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premiered certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind by shopping their huge inventory across three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Give it away, give it away. so good to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls, see what's on your mind. In fact, let's go to clinic. I believe this is Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, hi. I'm glad to get you in your good health, both physically and emotionally. I'm glad to hear that. And what I want to do is about the speech you were talking about. I tried to get through before I was cut off a few times. Anyway, you didn't mention, though, I mean, there was a count of the people there. There were 6,200 to 6,300 people at his speech. They expected at least 10,000 to 15,000 outside. There were none. It really wasn't what it was supposed to have been. And you didn't mention much of the gaffes. And I love to listen to his speeches because I love to listen to the gaffes, such as, we got to stop all of this finding out who has the virus or not, because what happens is... It makes our numbers look bad, basically what he said. And also, people who aren't working, you know, there are many millions of people out there, especially a lot of his supporters, who aren't working, who aren't doing very well. And he goes on, and I have a beautiful home. I have a beautiful apartment. I have beautiful clothes. I'm doing very well in this economy. I mean, what would you think if you were out there and not doing as well?
Well, let me just ask you, what is it specifically you didn't like about the speech?
It's the same speech he gives almost all the time. And we'll make America wonderful. We'll make America great again. We'll make America strong again. I mean, he does the same thing. And he goes on and on with the same platitudes and the same things. And he means, in my opinion, he means maybe 10% of it. You know, to be honest with you, he just says what people want to hear, what his base wants to hear. And you had a gentleman on from California. I forget who he was.
Tom Del Bacar.
His name. Yeah. He said Trump has probably about close to 40% or more of the African-American vote. That's his exact words. I mean, he'll be lucky to get 6%. I mean, what? I don't understand what's going on.
Still a long time, Carl, between now and Election Day, 4+ months. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that the Trump campaign does better than anybody is analyze data, not necessarily polling, but data. And the data looks good. Hispanics, African-Americans. And again, if he gets 30% of the black vote, if he gets 30% of the...
He won't get... I guarantee you now, you can mark my words, he won't break 10% of the black vote. Now you watch and see. He's been insulting a long time, and he's done it again to these people, and it's very sad. It really is. And before I go, I love your opening thing there where you say that... he comes on and says, we're getting everything out of Washington. We're getting the evil out. We're getting the... It's true. November 3rd, we'll be getting a lot of the evil out of Washington.
Hey, Carl, thanks,
he's
man.
He's going to lose.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. I disagree with you, but that's okay. That's what this show is all about. You may have some thoughts on what Carl just said. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. All I'm saying is this president wasn't given a chance, even up to the final days in 2016. Something happened. And what happened was the data points came true. I'm sorry to have to say this, but it really is true. What happened was, until the night before, they were still planning on a Hillary Clinton victory. And then all of a sudden, election night hit. And things just went sideways for Hillary Clinton and her campaign. That's what's amazing. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take you back to Saturday. And the president put DACA, you know, the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, in proper perspective. He kind of corrected the record, so to speak. We'll get to that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you in part by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. That quote is free, by the way. 702-714-1060. Let's go to Bob on line one. Bob, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Great. Well, no, I just heard you change channels, and I just heard you a few moments ago, and I thought, gosh, it's Kevin Wall. And I was calling in to make a comment, and I wanted to say that your station, there's also Andy in the morning. You guys are kind of coming into the breach here. My compliments to you.
Well, I tell you what, this radio station has just in the last 3 weeks increased the amount of local talk radio, conservative talk radio, and it's incredible to do it by, I think, roughly 50%. That's a quantum leap. So to Marty and to Will Kemp and all the folks at Kemp Broadcasting, they have made what seemed like an impossible dream to come true. So I'm glad you found us. What is it you wanted to talk about?
Well, and I want to talk about the mask, if it's okay with you.
Yes.
Okay, I'll never wear a mask, and you can't make me wear one. And if you do, I think it's throw down time, and I'll tell you why. In the old days, Romans drank out of lead cups. They thought they were real intelligent and elite and rich. They got lead poisoning and died. If you're going to intervene in what we call the atomization of the fueling of the human body, if you're going to put a mask over your face with your child, in my opinion, you really, really do not have a clue what you're doing to the human body. It's like somebody telling you, oh, you don't need to smoke nicotine. Let me give you a thing called vape and take nicotine. The degree of danger that you impose when that atomization of molecular fueling of the human body is beyond belief. And not only that, Kevin, not only can you have a short-term impact, but you could have a long-term impact depending upon the health of the human body. And I don't think people understand that the last thing I want to breathe is the thing my body just expelled. You're at the very center, the beginning of that human life fueling. And I don't think this mask is a clear indication of how our government has lost contact with people and a sense of the mission. And to put the police again, all these things are intermixed, but the police are being used by the failure of our local leadership. It's just staggering what they're doing to the police and us, all because of the politicians who I think now need to be IQ tested. But the point is that degree, I was in the store the other day and I heard, someone looking at me and I couldn't remember what it was, and they were saying you have to have a mask. And I didn't say anything. And I went to get an iced tea, and they this is over the loudspeaker, and they said, we will not sell that to you if you don't put a mask on. Kevin, I will never, ever, ever shop there again. And one more thing, if I might.
Quickly.
You have no right whatsoever to presume me guilty of some disease and make me stay home because somebody ate too much, drank too much, did drugs, did an accident, or got old. For you to impose evil or ill content or guilt on me is beyond belief, and it is my opinion. I don't know if I'm finishing this up here. When you watch what's happening in Seattle and these riots, and you watch the leadership that's allowing these people to do harm and injury to our loved ones and our society, Kevin, I think we're in the midst of some kind of civil war.
By the way, Bob, thank you. I got to run. I got to hit a hard break here, but I'm glad you found us. Yeah, our brand new home. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Seattle's mayor says the city will move to wind down the Occupy protest zone following